Blog Talk Radio.
Entertainment reports even more now. So
We're back, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. This is just a special late night edition of return of the show. I don't have like the written out format, winging it, and all that good stuff. But you know, Matters of the Heart is recommended for the mature of age 18 and older, just because of the subject matters of Matters of the Heart, love. Relationships and dating and sex and all that good stuff. Next Wednesday morning, our dear friend Belinda Bassett will return to update us on what is happening and going on with slumber parties. Be sure to visit her slumber parties by BelindaBassett.com website. She says there are some amazing things going on. They have a new lifetime warranty toy. They have a new toy that she's going to talk about and let us know about. And also there's amazing I asked her what was the hot item right now, and Coochie is the hot item right now with Slumber Party. So she will be a guest next Wednesday to update us. You know, she traveled to Las Vegas for their training seminar, and so she's going to update us on what happened then and what's going on right now. And also, I want to shout out Pure Romance's Andrea Carter. She's an amazing consultant with True Romance, and they have an amazing catalog. You can like her Facebook page at Pure Romance by Andrea Carter. She also will be coming on in the very near future to talk about the hot items that Pure Romance and the Pure Romance parties also. So I think it's going to be amazing. I think it's going to be really amazing when I have, when Belinda of Slumber Parties and Andrea of Pure Romance and others come on the show together and we all just talk about how hot this industry is. And it's a billion-dollar industry. You know, when Belinda first came on, her first appearance, we talked about how hot the erotica entertainment industry is when it comes to sex toys and novels and just some of everything when it pertains to women, that we like to read things. We like to know. We like to discover and we like to explore. And that's just, it's a billion-dollar industry. And it's not for guys, not anymore, huh? And it's not always taboo anymore when it comes for ladies and ladies' satisfaction and seeking to know how to enhance their relationship. If it's just getting to know their own bodies, traveling solo, or increasing the intimacy level of their relationship. So again, thank you for your love and your support. And the next live broadcast will be on Saturday morning, Cinco de Mayo, as we celebrate a Cinco de Mayo also. But, you know, it's some sad news also as I was preparing. I took a quick nap, and as I awakened and checked my emails, and then when I looked on Twitter to see what was going on as I was preparing to come on air, I see we received some bad news that one of my favorite groups back in the day, one of Jermaine Dupri's first and hottest, most successful discoveries, that Chris Kelly had for Chris Cross, based out of Atlanta, passed away. Chris Kelly, one half of the 1990s rap duo Chris Cross, died Wednesday at an Atlanta hospital after being found unresponsive at his Atlanta home. So sending condolences to his family, his loved ones, fans, and, you know, fellow supporters, because I definitely have always loved the group Chris Cross. And tried to make it my best to stay in and know what was going on with those two young guys, because they were so talented, were they not? Just amazing. So, again, thank you for tuning in, and a shout-out to in and everybody who have supported the show. If you're a new listener or if you've been with Culture Shock Entertainment for since March 21st, 2011, since the premiere. Thank you so much. I thank my friend Mike, that dude, Big Mike Smith, based out of Dallas, Ridge, Roughneck. Remember, network with him on Facebook and check out his group. Amazing. I was checking out what was going on in his group earlier this evening. So, Ridge, Roughneck, hopefully he'll be talking a little sports with us in the near future. And also want to shout out my cousin Linda, Arthur Myrna's Adventure, native Jacksonian and also a resident of Dallas. I want to shout her out because she's always been a pretty cool contributor, especially when it comes to giving us health advice and, of course, traveling. You know, she's the jet setter. And, of course, Dean, you're a heaven sent this morning. He walked me through getting my internet back to functioning properly. And what's so amazing right now, I'm operating from my Android because, as I said, I took a nap, and I should have wakened up a little sooner to really get everything proper. But I did not want to be tardy for this first live broadcast in more than 2 months. And I just thank you all worldwide who have shown so much love, been really busy, taking good care of myself, doing my best, you know. Of course, I've been researching and seeking ways to really improve the delivery of Culture Shock Entertainment Report to you guys, and cannot do it without you all. It's just amazing how the listenership is when it comes to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Man, I'm always meeting listeners and fans of the show, and it's just amazing. I'm still in awe that there are so many amazing fans. You know, wow. But thank you again for listening. Here's L. DeBarge Jr. Have You Coming.
like silly. Irie and Ital, soul me love. When your body just unfold, and me bed sheets, the ton bed sheets. Please let me repeat, and me bed sheets, the ton bed sheets. Ah, my love, said that is so sweet.
You are my king, come on and take me. I've been waiting for so long, someone. I'm yours.
Tremble. I've told you that I love you with all of my heart. I could have told you, could have told you from the very start. Now you've gone away. I just hope it's not too far. Hope it's not too late. Now this whole thing is so bizarre. I should have told you just how much I love your smile. I could have given you mine in return, but that was not my style. I should have told you just how much I love your kiss. I should have told you. Now I'm sitting here just reminiscing. Had you gone away, I'm sitting here kicking my own bell. I was just acting way too hard. Could I have you there? Barefoot and pregnant, four kids in our backyard, but you went away. Wait just 1 minute. Is that the doorbell? I hear it. Please tell me you've come back home. This song I won't have to be singing.
Could I, would have done better. I know you were gonna leave. I'd never let you.
Would have done better.
Should have, would have done better. Hey, don't be saying that if you don't go and exercise your right to vote on next Tuesday in your respective communities. Here in Jackson, Mississippi, we have a mayoral race going on, and also, of course, our city council and so on. So, Don't be singing that song like would have, could have, should have done better, especially if you do not exercise your right to vote in your areas. And, it's important to know what's going on and what are the platforms of all candidates in your areas that are campaigning and running their campaigns. It's not a political show, but I am a political enthusiast, along with many of you, and it's an entertainment lifestyle show, and politics plays play a very important role. You know, I love listening to Tom Jordan morning show as he and Zibba talk about how much a good time they had Friday night at the correspondence dinner also, and how entertaining the president, our president, was also on Friday night. But and speaking of government and politics, I want to shout out Miss Rosetta Harris of the Jackson, Mississippi FDA district office. I met her recently at the Mississippi Business Journal's Business and Technology Expo 2013. I love attending the expo, and met her at the FDA booth, and I was just amazing. She invited me to one of their long clinics, which I attended a couple weeks ago, and then I attended another one on yesterday, and just had an amazing, great time. So a shout out to Miss Rosetta Harris, her name, and she's the lender relations specialist at the Mississippi District SBA office. And Michael Harris, whom is chief executive and program manager of SCORE Jackson Branch, and president of Community Business Strategies Incorporation here in Jackson, did an amazing presentation called More Than Good Credit and a Business Plan, 12 Steps to Finance Your Business. Amazing loan clinic. You can visit SBA.gov and then look for your state. But here in Mississippi, you can visit SBA.gov/Mississippi. And Ms. Rosetta has the, it's just amazing. She contacted me knowing that my goal is to successfully open a boutique salon in Dallas and here in Jackson, Mississippi, and also, you know, other endeavors that I aspire. She hooked me up with information regarding the Dallas-Fort Worth SBA district office also. So there are SBA offices in all states, and I don't care how rural your community is, there are counselors that can advise you on how to start up or how to keep on maintaining your existing business. And if you're seeking financing and loans, that will advise you on how to properly compose your plan and also present to lenders. So it's just amazing. And also on SBA.gov website, you know, there's online training available, and there's so much information there. So it's important for us to always, you know, be in the know. And there is information out there, and there are people out there that are willing to support you and provide you with the proper information to be successful. I mean, she was just heaven sent to meet someone of her candor and her style, and who really care about. And then, you know, the other staffers, because every second Tuesday, and I guess this is nationwide, but here at the Jackson office, there are always an ongoing workshop. And on May the 14th, there will be a workshop regarding contracts, and had opportunity of meeting Miss Alice Dawes, who will be presenting that workshop. And I know her guest speaker name is Jesse Thompson of Mississippi Environmental Quality Control, I believe. So I'm looking forward to attending that event. I should be in Jackson. I had a doctor's appointment scheduled for that day, but I'm going to have to reschedule. So I would love to have been starting classes at Olga School on May the 14th, but got to be in class in June. I graduate for Christmas, I'm looking at. But that's what I've been doing in transition of preparing to relocate to Dallas and to be traveling back and forth from Dallas and Jackson. And back to what I was saying, New Year's Eve, I said I'm going to resume traveling. I used to love traveling. taking road trips and flying and all that good stuff. And I've never been on an Amtrak. I always wanted to travel to nearby cities, Memphis and New Orleans, at least by train. But I know riding long distance on a train is just awesome also. You know, you really get to savor that experience. So this is spring and summertime where people really love to travel, and I'm sure Cousin Linda and I and many of you call in and share your tips and all that good stuff. But this is Matters of the Heart, and I've been amazed at the discussions that my friends and acquaintances and I have been having in regards to love and relationships, and just looking at people. Well, if they're going through divorces and getting new lives, like, I'm still, you all know I'm in this thing where I can't wait till I'm divorced and have my divorce party and all that good stuff. But then I love it when I see newlyweds or those that have been married for many years, and I love to know what's the secret to the longevity of a successful relationship. And one of the participants in the class yesterday was a pastor from Olive Branch, Mississippi, and that he and his wife both are ministers, and that out of 33 years of marriage, they've never had a major argument, and that they are just, you know, are definitely a team. And I definitely told him to check out the show, and that I would also talk about him and his endeavors, and I know he's gonna have a workshop where Ms. Rosetta or one of the counselors will come to Olive Branch and present to the community in Olive Branch. But I'm like, hey, you need to be, since you and your wife have a ministry, and I have a show on Wednesdays called Matters of the Heart Wednesdays. I said, it would be marvelous to have you as a guest to talk about, you know, how to talk about life in general, but also to talk about some of the secrets to a successful relationship, a marriage, and all that good stuff. And he said he would be more than willing, because also he would be talking about life in general and also living a godly life also at the same time of having a successful business career. So it's going to be rather interesting. I'm looking forward to talking to Mr. Johnson when he is scheduled as a guest. I'll call in during our live broadcast, but I just wanted to mention that. That was just amazing. I told him, I said, sometimes we can get pretty raunchy, you know, just let him know, so when he's checking out some of the archived shows also, you know, we can get pretty raunchy and I talk. But I think that would be good for us to hear from a man of God in regards to matters of the heart, love, relationships, dating, marriage, you know, virginity, sex, casual dating. I think it would be good to hear from a man of God, a leader in his church perspective. You know, just amazing. But I'm on the cabbage soup diet, 7-day diet. I am so glad I pulled that diet out of the closet. I had not, honestly, up until a couple months ago, I had not been on that diet since I was really fit in the 90s when it was popular. And it works for me. Cousin Linda says that it doesn't work for her, but it works for me. So this is like my third time. I pretty much get on the cabbage soup 7-day diet probably every 2 to 3 weeks. I love that cleansing and refreshed feeling that I get from the cabbage soup 7-day diet. And of course I always exercise, but you know, I've upgraded my exercising. And I know how much I love Walk Off the Weight last year. And still love that book. But Women's Health has an amazing book called The Women's Health Big Book of 15-Minute Workouts. I am in love with that book. I've shared some of the information from that book. And I've been working out from the exercising to the accompanying DVDs. And they're amazing exercises, 15-minute workout. And I recommend you guys to check it out. And you guys can check out the Men's Health Big Book. And also their accompanying DVDs, but really, the exercises on these DVDs and in the book, I mean, they're good for me and also for the whole family. I mean, just amazing. So I'm loving that. So that's what I've been doing, you know, exercising and taking good care of myself and eating healthier. And my body, I don't know how much I weigh. I think I'm going to get a new scale because I bought a new battery for my scale so I could see what's going on. And but I know one thing, my body has been deflating and it is transforming, and I have been changing my eating habits. Now, I mentioned I've been on the cabbage soup diet, but did cheat today. Ate a little pizza. I know, I just had to, you know, can't you cheat a little sometimes? I know, but it's just amazing. And Women's Health, one of the most recent magazine covers, has the actress Emily Van Camp, the revenge star, on the cover. And inside they talk about the 8-hour diet and the winter beauty habit that can hurt your health, and ways to tone every inch in just minutes a day and amp your energy up for good. But that's one thing that I am interested in, and is, you know, toning up, you know, where the fat is lost, tone up those important areas. And, oh, you know, I mentioned the two DVDs, but one of the DVDs focuses on the belly, butt, and thighs. And so I love those exercises. But if you had, I mentioned this on Facebook, if you had told me back in the day that I would be working hard to get back physically fit, I would not have believed you. But it's amazing working on getting back physically fit. I'm talking about in shape and tone and the fittest of your life at age 44. But I'm loving it and I'm feeling good about it. And so I thank you all for your support, and those of you that I network with, and those of you trainers and advisors and so on, thank you also. But those of you that we've been pretty much support systems of one another in different areas of our journey of living happier and healthier lives, big shout out and thank you, and keep in touch. You all know I love networking at SparkPeople.com, and also some of my favorite fitness trainers are Jillian Michaels, and it pretty much goes on and on. But we'll be talking about fitness and health and stuff on Monday. I will broadcast on Monday, and then next Wednesday you know Belinda Bostic. I will be returning, updating us on information and new products and hot products with at Slumber Parties by Belinda.com. But here's another one by Prince. And Prince is just doing his thing, huh? Wow, big shout out to Prince and MPG. Thank you.
hit it up a little bit. Dance Electric Jam is so awesome. Loving it, loving it, loving it. Oh, I didn't know Dean was on. Cool. Dean is on. Like, I'm glad he called in because I was preparing to conclude the show, but you all know with Dean on air, there's no time to conclude the show. So let's say what's up to Dean. What's up, Dean? Mr. California.
What's going on, Culture Shock? I'm saying. I heard you jamming in there. I heard you getting it in. I'm saying.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you could get it in before it's all over.
I know. I got in about 15, 20 minutes ago, and I ran and logged on to see if you guys were still doing the show. And when I called in, you guys were playing a music set and stuff like that. And I was like, you know, you're getting your jam on. That's what's up. You know, it's a beautiful day.
Yes, it is. Well, thank you so much for your assistance this morning.
You know, it's like, are you up? Are you on the laptop? Are you guys
I'm
on the laptop
on
now?
I'm not on the laptop right now, but thank you. It did work out, right?
Everything worked out?
Yes, it did. It's still working out. But I took
a nap, and
I awakened like 20 minutes before showtime, and so I did not want to be half a second late for the live broadcast.
That's what's up.
Yes.
Got a chance to do my engineering, you know, thing today. I'm saying.
Exactly.
So it was a good day.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Because he has an amazing background. Many of you do know a lot about Dean, those of you that have worked with him, but he has an amazing background, and you have to pull it out.
as yourself, I'm saying, you know, she's going to be dressing the stars and whatnot. She was an actress and does her thing as well, you know.
I'm a nerdy geek, too, but I have my moments. So
hey,
I'm like,
don't
see, But I'm so glad you were having a chance to call because I had been listening.
Were you guys on a certain topic? Were you talking about issue today?
I pretty much was just winging it, to be honest. I don't know if you heard. Did you hear about Chris Kelly of Chris Cross has died? You know, the two groups. Jermaine Dupri.
Exactly.
They just had
their 20th year anniversary. As a matter of fact.
Yeah. Because you talked about it, yeah, like one of the last broadcasts a couple months ago, yeah.
Right. They actually did that. Escape didn't come to the reunion, but they did a reunion show, and I think they performed there, you know, and so that was a great thing that they actually got to do that because people are older now. You forget how many years passed by. Because
yeah.
that was like about like, you know, it was some years ago, like 20 years, 25 years.
It really was
20
years ago, yeah.
And we salute, you know, Dupri for that, because how many people are still going after that time, you know, as a label? Because that's one thing I was discussing, you know, just with some friends of mine, like, you know, record labels are about to be extinct. You know, so that was a good thing because now we have the internet. You don't need it. You don't need like Chief Keef, for example, up and coming hip hop artist, very established on online presence, several million hits on his YouTubes, and so when he came out, a lot of people said he really didn't need to sign to a label, but you know he did to get that machine behind him. But you know, artists are coming out now, kind of don't need the record labels anymore. You know, because that's taking money out your pocket, you know. But one thing I wanted to talk about just a few seconds before your thing cut off, with, you know, I just want to know how your people were feeling about.
I was preparing to conclude the show. I said, well, okay, I'm really going to do an hour show. I'm going to conclude. But you heard me just say, Dean is in the house, so we're going to probably go another 30, 45 minutes with you online. But,
okay.
What were you saying?
You don't have something to say. I had an opinion on this thing that's going on with the Jason Collins, I believe that's his name.
Yes. What are your thoughts?
Well, he's you know, a Boston Celtics NBA basketball player or something like that. Came out of the closet, says he's you know, I'm a homosexual, he said, and you know, and it's being celebrated. But you know, they talk about, but is it a good thing that we celebrate it? Because, you know, it should be normal that people, you know, are just accepted for who they are. The fact that you have to celebrate it kind of sort of to me says that it's still kind of taboo. You know, it's almost like, why do we got to celebrate having the first black president or having the first black athlete come out of the closet? To me, when you celebrate it, you know, it's almost saying that America still has not arrived. And the argument that a lot of people were having in different circles I was in, the Jackie Robinson movie just came out, 42. A lot of you guys probably have got a chance to see it if you didn't yet.
Yeah, I still haven't seen it, but I'm going to see it. I'm going to see it soon. Uh-huh.
And that movie, he was like the first black baseball player to make a name for himself in the big leagues.
Exactly.
And they talked about his struggles with civil rights, like blacks during the Jim Crow at that particular time. Blacks were not allowed to go inside different places to eat. Black people weren't allowed to stay in certain hotels, go in certain bathrooms, you know, just like the Miss Jane Pittman story. And that was a civil right. And then they said, well, the LGBT community, lesbians, the gays, bisexual, and transgender community say that it's a civil liberty problem. They're having the same problem that, you know, people of color went through trying to get their civil liberties. And it shouldn't be frowned upon just because they're LGBT community, you know. And a lot of people, like, come down on them
and
say, well, it's not like.
And I've been openly heterosexual. I mean, shout out to my friends in the LGBT community, because since I was a little girl, I've always been a supporter of the community. I have so many friends who have always been there for me.
In my other life, I was a lesbian. I'm just saying. You know, I'm saying. So I believe in all rights for all people. So when I hear black people coming against the LGBT community saying that you guys cannot compare it, you know, me as a heterosexual male, I say, why would you not let them bring that civil liberties into the discussion? Because it is a civil liberties thing when you don't want to give them the rights that you give everybody else. You know, black people went through that in the Jim Crow era. They weren't allowed. They weren't allowed to integrate. Integration, again, just in certain states, they disallowed different marriages between different races and stuff like that.
Did you mention that? Because that's a popular topic here on Cousin Shark and the Terror Reports, interracial relationships and marriages and so
and,
on.
And the culture shock
you know,
would be
it,
that
no
it was still against the law only a few years ago in some states.
I think in Alabama it still was on, even though interracial marriage can happen everywhere, but I think in the state of Alabama, right next to Mississippi where I'm at, I think it was still on the records that it was against the law to be interracially married, you know?
See, and that's the big issue that we're having now, you know, in the current events. You know, everyone talks about we want to give rights to people in other countries. Like, we want people in South Africa to be able to vote. You know, we are against apartheid. We're against suppression. But when it comes to our own state, our own government, our own country, it seems like we overlook that. You know, we'll go to Vietnam and fight for other countries that have rights, but you got people who live here in the United States, you know, who got to fight for their rights, you know, and to be discriminated against because of their sexuality or their color.
Are fair living their life openly and free in regards to a backlash, maybe the way they'll get treated on their jobs or whatever. You know, so people should be able to live their life freely, but it's sad right here in America. Some people feel, like you were saying, it's a big deal. And that's sad. It's really a big deal that a pro athlete for the first time can come out and say, hey, I'm gay.
Right.
I mean,
just keeping it real, we know he's not the only one. Okay,
exactly.
He knows a lot of other ones in there. Like, if we were to put all of the leagues on Maury Porritt's show, asked you, were you gay, and you said no, and that was a lie.
Don't ask, don't tell. The don't ask, don't tell mentality goes on throughout many industries. Yeah, so that's kind of, you know, the people of close friends and know in most of the cohorts.
And don't we
but
all,
like,
you know, when they
like
come out, like Queen Latifah, I think she came out. But don't people really already know? I mean, like, you know,
but
the people that think they're hiding
media,
it.
To mainstream media, I don't know if she came out to mainstream media or not. Because I think when
right.
she's approached with questions from mainstream media, like, huh? What?
See, but a lot, but people in the know, like you know, I know celebrities, singers, sports people, whatever. That you know, like for example, like you have this football player. I forget what team he's on. He's recently been outed and stuff like that. He said this assistant that travels with them.
Uh-huh.
You know, they got pictures on TMZ, Media Take, and all that with him. You know, with his arm around the guy having walks with them all. Cozied up together, and the guy's writing a tell-all book about it. So a lot of people are being forced out of the closet now, you know, because people, their lovers, when they break up, are telling on them, you know.
And just like heterosexual relationships, you better be careful, you know. What is the old saying about a bitter lover, you know?
Hey, hell knows no fury as a woman's gone, and...
Yeah.
And don't, you know, and that goes twice for the queens and the girlfriends, you know, and the girls, because the girls will, you know, write a book about you, you know.
Ooh.
So that's how that goes, you know. And I say this because I'm friends with a lot of artists, so you know, I'm in the spoken word community, you know, you do us wrong, we're gonna write a poem about that ass.
I most definitely. Because even my Facebook friends can tell you, did somebody inspire me in a good or not so good way? Next thing you know, I'm writing a poem. People, and sometimes
exactly.
people wonder. And I wonder who just inspired that, because she's Taylor Swift-ing it.
Here,
you
know. See, I knew when you first walked in, but hey, the sex is good. The sex is good. You know. They let it go. They say, I know it's going to be messed up. I know it's going to be a train wreck. But, hey, you do knock it out the park when we throw that thing down. So
yeah,
a lot of people put up with it.
And we know it's open game. Same for you and I talking. We know there are people out there that will write stuff about us.
And you hope that they... Like we talk about confidentiality. Just think if we were politicians or way up there in the media... And you'd be scared like crazy because, like, people wait until they see an opportunity. They'll wait until I'll run for president or something. Then they'll say, I got some tea. You know, get your cups out. Get your cups. Got your tea on the brother. You know, I'm like, hey, now. See, you know, ain't going to be no drinking no tea, goddammit. You know, I will buy up all the books. Nobody reading that shit. But,
you go Michael Jackson.
Hey.
You go Michael Jackson it, huh?
See,
we were Latoya, we were going to release that book. And Michael
hey,
was like, oh, but no. And
shut
then,
it down. Shut it down.
Like,
shut it
every,
down.
He was like, I'll buy
hey,
every last one of them.
I buy every book, goddamn. I buy a TV station. They will shut it down. All of a sudden, no more questions will be asked. You know, all the reporters, mum's the word. Don't you say nothing about Miss Jackson. She freed us. She treat us good. She pays us on time. You ain't gonna mess up our thing here. I'm saying, shut it down. But that's what's going on here. You know, a lot of people and whatnot. They're talking about civil rights, civil liberties. That's come up again for the LGBT community. And every time they bring the argument up, it's like we want our civil liberties just like the black people had to fight for their civil liberties. Then the black people will get mad.
What do you think? What do you think when people? And you know, I'm down here in Mississippi. So what do you
M-I-S-S-I,
think when people?
Humpback,
because
humpback,
even, you know, he's even here in the state of Mississippi. Statement. It's hard for the gay community to even protest here in Jackson. It's hard for them to get a permit. I'm telling you, because a lot of people, what you just said of across the racial line, they say some
right.
people. I am a proponent of gay rights, but people on the other side, they say, "Hey, gay rights
they got,
are
they
not
a sign."
Now,
what's that?
They
equal sign. I think they got a new logo now. It's like a red square with an equal.
Yeah.
sign in the middle of it or something.
But you know, but what you had just mentioned, there are people that say, "Uh-uh." Gay rights are not the same as civil rights. It was when it
yeah, they'll
to,
fight you over there. I mean,
they're
understand
like,
the difference.
They're
I'm like,
how, they're like, how
what's
dare
the
you?
Difference?
They're like, how dare you compare your sexual preference to all to race. You know, there are some people that I love that
You know, and I will say, they say I didn't choose to be black, but they can choose. I said, they're not choosing
to
be.
But you
know
what?
Do you think they really would choose to be how they are if they're going to get all this backlash?
I disagree. Now, some people do choose, and some people out there are just, you know, hey, boy, girl, whoever available. But there are some people that are born gay.
On Gossip Game on VH1 is one of their new shows with celebrity journalists or whatever. One of their children is transgender, you know, and that got brought up in an argument, you know, wherein, you know, one of the presenters or broadcasters was telling the other one, like, said, I think you're gay because you came on to me, and she said that. And I think it was Steph Lover said, to one of the other ones and stuff like that. I think her name was Vivian or I forget her name, but she had said that New York Gossip Girl. She said that, you shouldn't worry about me being gay. She said because you got your daughter that's gay, and then she spit on her because she got mad about that. You know, yeah, it's getting good, y'all. I'm just trying to told you. So her daughter got this man voice. She's taking testosterone. She's taking the hormones to turn into a man now, you know, until she gets the money. Right now she's taking the hormones and stuff like that, so she dresses like a guy. Well, I'm saying, you know, she is, I shouldn't even call her she, it's a he. It's a transgender, you know. She said, I knew long ago, you know, it was a boy trapped in a girl's body. And I can just imagine how they suffer, you know, like when they know that they are a boy, but they're trapped in a girl's body. She said, I hated having these size double D breasts or something like that. She wears a binder, you know, until she can afford the operation to get them chopped off or whatever. You know, she, or he, it's like a man walking around in female body. I can just imagine the torture. You gotta walk around and people whispering at you and all that, and you'd be like, but I'm a dude though, you know, and people don't get it, you know, so big ups to him. I forget his name now, but he's on that show. His mom's is one of the famous journalists on there, you know, so hopefully, you know, what I hate about those shows, why don't this one just pay for it? I'm just saying, you got him on the show.
Exactly, that's a good point, and that's good viewership, because even here in the state of Mississippi, there's a young man in southern Mississippi, close to the coast, close to where you used to be stationed when you were in the military.
Right, right.
There's a guy in one of the counties. He's a transgender student in high school, and so they took the school to court. His parents. So they go, he's transgender. Well, he's a guy, but he really likes to dress like a girl. And so he took the school to court, and the school system to court, so for the right to dress like a girl, even though he's a guy, but he's a boy living in a girl.
I think I saw that case. He wanted to go into the bathroom, into the girl's bathroom.
And they're too young.
They're too young to have that forced upon them.
Yeah.
And, you know, so they say that wait until he's older where he can make that choice, because it would confuse a lot of students uncomfortable. Like, a lot of girl students who are born female.
Girls.
Would be, but he was born female, but he was just in a guy's body. You know, so if you say how you were born, you say, well, he was born.
But you're right about the restroom issue. He probably didn't have to go to the boys' restroom, but he and his parents did win the right for him to dress like a girl and look like a girl and act like a girl at school.
Well, you can really dress like you want. Their issue was him going into a girl's bathroom.
But remember, this was in rural Mississippi, too, and I think they had an issue of him looking like a girl, too. You know, they had to break down
to
him.
They
wanted to break down that he wanted to be comfortable, too. But, yeah, that rest. But don't we all understand that restroom issue? I guess maybe schools have to start.
Well, how would you feel as a parent, just say, you know, your daughter comes home and complains that this guy keeps coming in the girl's bathroom. And you know, using the bathroom, you know, you feel violated. How would you explain that to your daughter in middle school?
That is amazing.
But what would you say to her? Would you say it was
because,
okay? Would you say it wasn't?
Well,
would you like call
well,
a school.
I understand the mentality of guys who think like they think they're, you know, gay guys or guys that
but,
think that
because
they,
what precedent would that set? Like,
because
if I was
honestly,
a dude, I would fake it just to get in that bathroom. I said, is that all you gotta do?
Yeah.
I'd be like, you know
yeah,
what? I feel like
guy,
I want to wear a dress today.
Yeah. See, yeah, that's right. You have to question sincerity.
Yeah, I'll go
fix some
justices today.
Yeah, that is a big debate though because
you gonna learn the
manage, it could be just a managed little boy like you.
Hey now.
That just want a good
yeah,
excuse
I got
to
issues
go.
Now.
But that
opens up the door. I think that was one of the arguments
yeah.
they said. These young
yeah.
children are so impressionable. They don't know
but
what they
really,
are or what. You know, and they said, what if,
exactly.
you know, what if it's just a phase he's going through because, you know, being gay is fashionable now and stuff like that. It's like a trend. And he said, but what if they're just doing that? And you know, and then what if others follow him as a trend just to get in the girls' bathroom?
But,
you
know, you
know?
How do you look at that as a person's lifestyle being a trend? I mean, something that's really a sincere way of your life. Your lifestyle.
Well, based on what you said earlier, you said earlier, and forgive me if I'm taking your words out of context, but you said earlier that a lot of people are born that way, but others are just, you know, just doing it because, you know,
yeah.
it's popular now.
Yeah, some people are experimenting, some people, this is how they are. Hey, I like boy, girl, whomever.
see, again,
you know?
I'm a heterosexual man, so I never
yeah.
understood what the experiment thing
too.
Like. Like I'm like, you know, I would say like, you know, if a dude came up to me, yo, dog, you know, I ain't getting nothing, but can I see you naked? I'm just experimenting, you know. I'll be like, hey now, I got a problem
yeah,
with that.
I
ain't going to do that.
I
don't even think they did that in my science
reason.
Class.
I think that's one reason.
And if you're experimenting, like, nigga, you're gay.
To my knowledge, I think, yeah, because Tom Joyner on the morning show, they've been talking about Jason Collins, and they're like, well, he has an ex-fiance who said that he showed no sign of being gay. And then
isn't that the thing about them that they're real good at hiding it, though? Because we have a lot of people that are down low in this community. They're good actors.
Exactly. A good point. That's what
you know,
I was
you can lose
to
your
say.
Job. He would lose his job if that. I mean, she could have been the cover. If people would have found out, a lot of these pastors at these mega churches, if people find out, they got a lot to lose. So it's important to them to keep up the facade or to keep up that lie, you know, for lack of a better word and whatnot, you know, because they know society is not going to accept that, especially in the black community, you know. And Jason, wasn't he a brother, you know, I mean, NBA,
yeah.
you know, so,
yeah.
so, you know, the black community is not accepting as other communities when it comes to the LGBT community. I mean, we got them like everybody else, but we're not accepting. We'd rather be
but it would be good if people could freely come, if people could come out freely, there'd be less down low, males and
right.
females. Cause there's a lot of females
well,
on
go.
The down low, too, but we never talk about the down low females.
Because women
you know,
slicker at everything.
Yeah.
Women are the best cheaters. They the best hide. Y'all can hide some stuff.
No, you
y'all
didn't.
Can just knock something off and
like,
I wouldn't even know it.
I talked to my like, mother
I, you
weeks
you
ago.
Be with my supervisor, and I wouldn't even know it. She could love
exactly.
you. I wouldn't even know it, just like the song.
Exactly.
I didn't even know it. You know.
Exactly.
That happened.
I talked with your supervisor, and you're like, okay. I didn't tell you
hey
what
now.
Else the supervisor and I did.
hey, see?
I'm a naturally monogamous person, but I'm just thinking in the likes of Zane's character Zoe. You know, sometimes
right.
a girl got to do what she got to do.
Hey now, you know what? Talking about monogamous. Now this is what. Okay, now a bisexual person, because I know a lot of bisexual people. A bisexual
mm-hmm.
female friend of mine, she says, I'm monogamous. I said, how can you be monogamous? You like men and women. She said, because I only got one man I mess with at a time, and I got one woman I mess with at a time. And she said, so she's in a monogamous relationship. And I'm like, okay, there you go.
And you know what? And some people think that, okay, they're in a relationship, in a heterosexual relationship, but then I think some women, I'm not a bisexual woman. I, you know, I have been in some.
Hey, I'm not judging.
I have had my freaky moments. But,
right.
But
there was that one time in 2007.
Exactly.
I'm not judging.
But But I think some women, when they fool around with women, I think they don't
right.
think that's cheating. I don't think they think that's cheating.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
What if a dude was to say that to his wife or girlfriend? You know, he said, "Well, I was with Jeffrey. I don't think that's cheating."
Yeah, I think it's not cheating. I think that's why Down Low is so popular. I think some guys think that's not cheating, but it is cheating.
Wow.
The reason
it's popular,
Zane,
like talking about Zane books, the reason it's so popular because the man's clitoris is inside his butt. It's called his prostate gland.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's so popular, you know, and stuff like that. Like, you know, what I would rather do, have a female put her finger there or her tongue there and find that thing. But, you know,
yeah.
But some men want that. They want that full situation, you know. Hey, now.
Yeah.
You know,
good
so.
Point.
If it makes you feel, that's why it's so popular, you know. If it didn't feel so good, people wouldn't do it, you know. So you know, a lot of people judging that, but, you know, that's what that is. You know, I'm not saying I would do that, but I can just imagine, you know.
Yeah,
if I get turned out like that, I'd probably be like, you know what, I ain't going back. They treat me nice on this side. I have orgasm. It's a good day. I'm not going back. So, hey,
oh my God.
I ain't judging.
And speaking of hitting out those good spots, Belinda Bostic would be returning next Wednesday morning, you all. And I love it when you and Belinda are guests. And I think there's another romance consultant, I think.
She's the one that does the adult toy line.
So she's going to update us on a lot of new
things.
Now,
when are you going to go to one of her parties? Are you planning on, like... Her showing one of her things on there on like video on YouTube or something, or
yeah, when I get to Dallas, she said we're gonna have a weekend thing, because you know she's in Houston, so she's gonna
right.
come to Dallas and we're gonna do like a weekend thing.
Oh, she literally gonna come in Dallas. Okay.
Yes, baby, we're gonna have like
that's what's
a Super Bowl. Yeah, and but
y'all should
I might
take
have
that.
Yeah, exactly, because we're probably going to LeBaire's, you know, the strip club for ladies, you know, with the sexy dancers, like Magic Mike.
Well, see, you know, as a promoter, you know, I used to do those things and whatnot. I should promote shows like that for, you know, y'all birthdays,
yeah.
you know, when y'all about to get married, you know, like male reviews and stuff like that, you know. So that's not, you know, it's not so much taboo as people think. You know, when
exactly.
people do that, you know, because women do the same thing as guys do. You know, they sexual just
exactly.
like guys are sexual. You know, so, you know, it's not that taboo, you know, when you think about it. You're like, you know, because we're not doing it by ourselves, so that means women love it just as much as we love it.
But I might be hosting a true romance party real soon, because there's a consultant named Andrea Carter, and true romance, they have products and they have parties for men and women. And So we're gonna be talking a lot of matters of the
y'all,
heart.
Y'all should try to get Zane
sex.
On y'all show one day, because Zane has a company like that wherein she hires people to go in different cities and, you know, to talk about the toys and stuff like that. You know,
if I'm not mistaken, she has a lingerie line also. She's been planning to launch a lingerie
right.
line. Yeah.
Exactly.
I love
that. I reached out to her about that movie situation. I talked to her about it. She did it on Indiegogo. She said she didn't get a chance to advertise it like she wanted to, so she'll probably just end up, you know, doing something else. Because you were talking about a play or something that she was working on.
Yeah, and then you were talking about a movie.
Right, because I'm on a different side of it, you know. Again, this is the behind the scenes stuff, like when people are trying to raise funds for movies. So
yeah.
she's probably not talking about the movie yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's probably more so talking about the play that you said was on her page or something like
that. She's probably sent me a new email or new newsletter or something. I need to check it out. But how is the jump off doing?
Well, I haven't checked it out. It hasn't aired yet, because I've been so busy like getting my stuff going that but big ups to Amazon, because Amazon Stream lets you catch up on things online. You know, YouTube, for $2, I can catch up on shows I missed with YouTube now. You know, all you got to do is give me a credit card number. And, like, for example, Atlanta Housewives Reunion. you know, stuff like that. That was my show for a minute. But I couldn't watch it because I was always on the road doing stuff, right?
You sound like Wendy Williams. Wendy Williams, love Atlanta Housewives Reunion.
See, that's the show, you know. You know, I like Portia on there, you know. Portia, if you watched the reunion part three, whatever, you would have been crying because she reminds you of a young girl who was disabled, you know, because keep in mind, her husband filed for a divorce a week after she was on that show. And so what he did was like, you know, he had control issues, and she kept threatening to divorce him, and he said, no, let's work it out. And so what he did, you know, while she was on that show defending him, he went a week later and filed for divorce. So now she looks stupid to everybody. You know.
Earlier today I got an email. It was a Wendy Williams segment or something. They were talking about that. Oh, was Portia and Cordell just making drama for the show? Because they were saying that they said that they were making drama for the show. They said now they're not going to get a divorce. And then some people questioned if they were faking it just for the drama so she can stay a star on the show.
I don't know, because to me it seemed like, you know, I know a lot of friends like that too. You know, you say he know a lot of people, but you know, I got friends where they got these younger girlfriends, younger wives that they control like that. You know,
yeah.
And I got female friends who got these young guys that they dealing with that they run them. You know, and so you usually date younger so you can run that person. You know, because you got control issues or something like that sometimes.
Uh-huh.
You know, now shout out to the Cougars. You know, because some people just Cougars and they like it, but a lot of times you do that young thing because, you know, you want to have some control. And so
and sometimes it's like a yin-yang. You relinquish that control because, you know, I was in the May December romance.
Nah, Portia wasn't relinquishing that. She was running Portia. I saw that.
You know, you remember I was back in a May December romance back in the day. And we pretty much had it was like an equal relationship, you know. But I know what you're saying. Some people like to keep that control.
This is what I've seen with my own eyes. It's so bad in those relationships that person treats them like they're their child instead of their significant other. Like they ask permission. I say, yo, dog, let's roll. Hold on, man. Let me go ask my girl. can I go hang with Dean? Hell no, you can't go hang with Dean. When you gonna be back? I ain't gonna be here with the kids, you know what I mean? Dog. I said, never mind, dog. You know, I wanna get hold on. I was like, let me get permission. You know, so and then I got some dude friends who treat their lady like that. You know what I mean? They'd be like, yo, where my dinner?
Oh, yeah.
What, you know, where my food? How you gonna you can't go out with your girl until you cook me something. I'm like,
now,
man, that's your daughter or your lady. He's like, yo, she know what it is, man.
Ooh.
That's how men supposed to, you know.
Good,
so
good point.
Hey.
Now I'm kinda old fashioned, like, okay. But then also I think it's supposed to be an equality and let people be themselves also and live their lives. Don't try to control people. That's why some people that's why Will and Jada, you know, speaking of Jada, that's why Will and Jada stay in the news too, because Jada, she says that she and Will can do what they want to do. And recently,
but she was,
you know,
I watched
you know,
a couple of
the past
live
couple
a lot,
years,
online.
You know, like the past couple years, people are like, oh, are they in an open marriage? And Jada said it's not a fact that they're in an open marriage. She said it's the fact they trust each other. You know,
and plus, like, again, she said, like, if you make that choice,
the opposite
it's gonna be
of what you were just talking about. The opposite of what you were just talking about. You restraining people.
Hey, that, you know, some of them like that. They say, if you don't choke me, you don't love me. You're like, what? What's really going on? How was your childhood? You know, but hey, that's what's going on now. You know, men are confused now because some women say they want good men, but if you treat them nice, they call you too nice. I need somebody that's going to disrespect me, cheat on me, whatever, make me check his messages that I got to run them down. That's who they really want, because if they get this a soft brother, you know, and you call it the alpha male is who they like. You know, but if they get the beta male, you know, a guy that's, you know, goes along with whatever she says, soft-spoken, avoid argument at all costs, they'll run over him and they won't respect him, you know. But they get an alpha male.
I like like nice, generous guys, but I like guys that can stand their own ground and be firm. And at the same time, let me be me, but also guide me and direct me. You know,
I like a wild K Michelle, but you know I can't be around a K Michelle 24/7. Gotta be a catch and release program, y'all.
I'm a wild child, guys that have that self discipline and that discipline, I think that is a good, but not that some people get being a disciplinary kind of mixed
right.
up. Like you, the guys you just mentioned, they think they're
exactly.
being disciplinary. But I don't know what that
is. It's a bravado. This is what a man does. And they say a real man ain't gonna let his woman don't go. Gotta ask permission. A real man, you know. So a lot of it comes in how they were raised, you know, because you got to bring religion into it, and you got to, because I was just in a discussion. I think it was like last week, you know, where this man made a documentary about. He said all the women in America are material girls, and you know, and because
I'm just a material girl.
and it was bad what they were saying about y'all. They were saying because y'all make more money than them, and you're more educated because you know a lot of you know it's looking good for the black women in America. They don't respect men who don't have the same education or the same dollar signs as them, so they're out of the dating pool. And they said so they can get back into the dating pool, they had to go to Brazil. So to get respect from a woman,
yeah,
because he said,
when I logged into
I disagree with that completely.
Well, when I logged into my show, I see Ebony Empress's show topic yesterday was about that.
Right, I disagree
yeah.
with that completely. You know what I mean? Like the guy did a documentary. Basically, he said the first two things. I watched the documentary. The first two things I liked about the documentary. Number one. He said that in Brazil, you know, and when slavery, that's where he dropped a lot of slaves at. Outside of Africa, that's where the most black people in the world is at, in Brazil, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, number two, Brazil is not a third world country where people walking around in shacks, sheds, or whatever. It's like every
mm-hmm.
other country. You got your pockets of poverty, but, you know, it's number five on the world's economy right now. It's kind of doing good right now. You know, it's making money. So that part of the documentary, it was cool. But he was saying that, you know, all the women are so material and vain in America, you know, especially black women. He said that I had to find me a black woman who was like, you know, basically like their religion raised them or their culture raised them, that the man is the head and the woman should be kind of subservient to him. You know, he said, I got to go out the country where they still do that at, you know. He said that in the documentary, but he didn't let not one black woman in Brazil speak in the documentary except for this
wow.
one Portuguese woman. And, you know, they had a whole table of about like 15 or so black men at talking throughout the documentary, you know, how they feel emasculated by women. Like, well, if she makes more money than me, she won't even give me the second look. Or if she got more education than me, she won't give me a second look. But over here, It's not like that, you know. It's not about how much money I'm making or whatever. But, you know, oddly enough, no Brazil.
Brazil has some of the most beautiful people in the world.
This is another point. They said that in America, there's like 45 million black women in America, right?
Yeah.
They said, but in Brazil.
What are they trying to say about
Now, watch this now. He said, but there's 75 million in Brazil. So I direct the question to the filmmaker. I said, like, so you telling me that, you know, we only have 45 million black women in America. So you went to Brazil where there's 75 million black women, but you couldn't find one of them to appear in your documentary. I'm like, what's that about? You know, because they ain't with this stuff that you're talking. He said, they were in the video, they were in the documentary, but they just didn't get a speaking role. So these men are so Neanderthal that they don't think that women have a point of view and that they should be subservient to him, you know. And so I took issue with that, you know, and stuff like. But then, you know, hey, you know, it's how people are raised by their religion and how their culture raised them, you know, because if they're raised in a patriarch wherein their father
don't
did
think,
like that.
Don't you think it's also their experience in relationships also? That maybe they've had, like, unsuccessful relationships or the few successful relationships,
that's the thing. They said they can't get not one relationship because they said the women won't give them a second look.
Oh, they can't get a relationship started. But
check this out. My thing is, it's about confidence because women can smell when a man does not have confidence. If you're walking up to a woman and your self-esteem about you, like you think I'm too ugly to talk to her, or I don't make enough money to talk to her, or I don't have enough education to talk to her. If you all beat up like that before you get to the woman, she can smell confidence and she can smell the lack thereof. And if you go up to a woman not believing in yourself, and you got two men approach you, one got confidence, like, hey, how you doing? Does it? Who's she gonna pick? So that's kind of his fault.
Good point, and that goes across the racial line also, and it comes to relationships because just yesterday on Facebook, my attorney he mentioned this is for the high maintenance bees, and he talked about bitches, He mentioned too how men need women to be with them not only when they're successful, but also during their times of not being successful. You know, when they broke or when they're struggling. Also, but you know, you only hear from certain women when you've reached that certain plateau. You know, and then
right.
I also said, it was like a quote or like a one of those posters he had put on his page. And so
right.
I need to write it down and share it with the I also said that same applies to some high maintenance dudes out there too, because there are some guys out there too that look at women the same way. If you don't have a certain status, I know sometimes that goes in the quality category, but there are some guys who act like gold diggers.
Gold diggers exist, but let me make a point to the parents that might be listening to this call. If you're a parent, you know, and you're raising your child, you know, you telling them about their mate, you know, like when I want to see you with someone who's got education and who has a career and making money. Some might argue you're raising a gold digger, but me, having a daughter, I tell my daughter, you know, don't get with no broke niggas. I'm just trying to.
At the same time, you don't want her getting with a joker has a.
Don't get with an abusive guy.
He might not be broke.
But for the purpose of the conversation, I'm saying that I'm giving you something not to settle. As a parent,
exactly.
When I give my child that, I said, don't settle. You know, I don't care if they come at you with no sob story. I'm building, I'm grinding. Because a lot of times, you know, you build, you grind too. So
everybody
why should
grinding.
You, why should
grinding.
You have to... Why should you have to date down and whatnot when you done went through? Because a lot of people like these men that were talking, they're saying how intimidated they are by women. You see, they even said out loud out of their own mouths, man, if my woman made more money than me, man, I couldn't deal with that because I got to be the head of my house. And, you know, so, you know, and these weren't broke men. These men were landlords of properties. They were corporate American men. They're firemen and whatnot. But again, you know, they were saying like the women they didn't want, they wanted to be subservient and whatnot. And they had an issue. You know, they felt emasculated when the woman had a degree or a better pay scale than they did. And so when the women would say that I want somebody up to my par, you know, they would be accused of being a gold digger. Now we know.
I think qualities are very important, and you should have a certain standard of qualities that you want in a mate or a significant other.
Watch a lot of documentaries and animal documentaries, especially, and in the animal kingdom, when animals are looking for a mate, you know, they so the species will survive. They look for somebody who's stronger. They look for the bright colors. You know, they look for the feathers or whatever. They look for the prowess of the. You know, they look at their genetics to see what they, you know, how our shape. You know, this is a gene in our gene pool, and if that's in the animals, you know, it's a survival gene pool that's in us. So when they're judging people, especially women, saying that, you know, you're a gold digger, that's a gene that's in them. Just like the animals got that gene, so the race will survive and the species will survive. You know, she's being controlled by something bigger than her. Like, you know, like how this person, like scientists have already proved that through a kiss, animals, you know, and those that studied kissing, when you kiss and you swap spit or whatever, you know, certain hormones tell about your life, and your body knows stuff about that person's life that you don't. So animals can kiss you. And they know right now, like, well, you know, in his family they got short people, or in his family they die early, or I mean, this is a proven thing because of the hormones. They're like memories, right? So when animals swap kisses,
she's gonna be a good hunter and provide for the family, like lions, or
you can tell from a kiss.
He's gonna take good care of the cubs.
You know, so I just want to throw that out there as a fact to your listeners that, you know, through kissing nature, they swap stuff about their, you know, ancestral or stuff like that that animals know. So when they about selecting their mate or whatever, a lot goes into it, you know, because it's about survival of the species. So when women, you know, now we're not animals, so now they're women. When they're picking a mate, why should they like the animals? You don't expect the animals to do that. And if we are smarter than animals, if we say we are, if animals do that, why would we do what the animal wouldn't do? The animal wouldn't date down. The animal wouldn't get a weak. Hey, he got a limp. Let me go put that in my genetics. He walks with a limp. Let me, you know, he got a disease like heart disease, or he got whatever. Let me put that in my gene. If the animal's not doing that, why do we complain when the women do that? But that's my little
rant
about that.
And men too. Because
exactly.
I think people should have their list of qualities that they want in a mate. Therefore, if more of us were like that, we wouldn't experience unsuccessful dating experiences and also serious relationship experiences.
Exactly. And you know, that's all we said. You know, it's about preference. It's about choice. But you cannot condemn a whole country. These men condemn the whole country. All the women in America messed up because how they was raised. And so we're going to Brazil to find subservient women that's going to respect us as men. And I listen to that, and I'm like, you know, if you're that emasculated by every woman in America, maybe the problem is the 21st letter in the alphabet. It might be you. You know? So, hey,
and it's a good point. And that's when you really do take time and do some self-evaluation. And one of my favorite times of my life is when I'm experiencing self-discovery. And that is
right.
When you really do. Sometimes it might be you. You're telling the truth. He's not joking.
Exactly. If that's
Sometimes it might be us.
Hey.
But then you change what you do want to that you see that isn't good. And what you see is you, and that's how you are. Then you deal with it and pray that if it's not something good, you pray that mate can deal with it too.
like for example, like, you know, people are STDs
or whatever. We all are set in our own ways, true enough. So, but there are some things about ourselves if we want the kind of mate that we are seeking.
Like,
I know some people are saying neither one of you are in relationships. So what are you all talking about? Exactly.
But how can they say
we
that?
We know what we're talking about.
Because, you know, again, I would tell them, first of all, grown folk talking. So we have a little knowledge.
Number one.
See, we're grown folk be speaking. If they don't explain for a minute, they know a little something. See, hey now, you know, and number two, like a lot of people, when people say they are single, that doesn't mean you are in a cave in a tunnel by yourself. It just means
exactly.
You're not married, but you still have several relationships. You're still dating. You're still going out. You're still, you know, you might have baby mamas, baby daddies. So you're still in relationships like everybody else,
exactly.
Except you don't have that particular title. So when people assume that you're not married, why should I even listen to you?
You're not in a close relationship. We still interact with people.
That's another fallacy, because a lot of people that have not, got a title, they're in monogamous relationships, but they're just not married, you know. And so to the outside world, they say, well, you're still single because he didn't marry you. But in their mind, they married because they say, well, we got a child together, you know, and this is what it is. You know, I'm only messing with that person, that they only messing with me. So that's, to them, they married. So the definition of marriage has changed in 2013. You got same-sex marriages now. You got households.
We have polyamorous relationships where, you know, like if you and I was in a relationship and I might, I might be in awe with who's one of my favorite guys? Time off.
Might be on scandal with the president.
I might be, that's a good point. I might be like Olivia.
That's the problem with Olivia. Olivia,
you
the side chick.
You know about Star Jones? She doesn't like that. It's messing with the president. But what
are
you saying about Olivia?
Exactly. What if they would have made him a black president? Then she really would have got mad. Star Jones would have just, her head, they would have found her with her head blown. What happened? Her head blew off today. She's watching ABC and I just saw smoke. I heard a sound, you know, because that's what that happened when people are getting killed these days by police. They say, well, you know, we heard some smoke, we heard an explosion, and then we found the body, you know, so hey now. But that's the problem, you know, and I'm a fan of Scandal, you know. They have these after show conversations about it.
What's the actor's name that plays the president? He was on Tom Joyner Morning Show Wednesday morning.
Wow, definitely gotta check those out. We call him Fitz, and Fitz is like Fitz got wifey, and he got a sister on the side, a side chick, and just acting up now, you know. Because at first she was cool with the program. Now she, you know, side chick. When they get jealous, they want to take the wife position, and then the wife find out about it and get mad. You know, the wife is cool with the side chick.
The wife really acts like she could care less. As long as she gets to have the spotlight, she's like,
But then the emotions get involved in it, because then you see he in love with the side chick. That's when Fitz broke the rule. You know, so he might need to get another sister wife. Just saying. Just want to put that out there, Fitz, you know, because your side chick's acting up. You know, when you fall in love with your side chick, you break your rules, you know. If you got wifey and you got a side chick, you can't fall in love with the side chick. Now, I mean, you know the book. That got to be in the Bible somewhere, you know, because everybody in the Bible has side chicks. You know, they call them midwives or...
You are breaking it down. I never realized that.
Or concubines or whatever you want to call it. But everybody knew their position.
Y'all say anything to justify your actions.
I'm just saying it was in the Bible.
The side chick knew her position.
The side chick in the Bible, they knew their position. They say, I'm the handmaid. I'm here when wifey can't do her duties. I gotta be here. I gotta do what I gotta do. You know, and he might even get the side chick pregnant. You know, they might live in the same household. It's all good because everybody know their position. You know, she's a side chick and wifey. But when the husband starts falling in love with the side chick, the same thing in the Bible happened. You know, it causes problems in the home. So that's how
you
that goes.
You always do anything to rationalize your position. So that's why some of these real religious guys, and you know, I have family members that are Mormons and friends who are Mormons. I'm not gonna just target the Mormons.
It's popular in the black church.
What you're saying is popular in the black church too. Because what you're saying is proper in churches everywhere, not just black churches, but all
exactly.
churches, I guess. How many people do you know where there's the pastor of the church and then there's his outside children throughout the church?
You describe a lot of our family reunions, but go ahead.
But what you just mentioned, I never thought about. talking about the right. side chicks in the Bible. Oh, my God.
That'd be a good message. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to talk about
scary.
Today the
That's
side chicks
in
the Bible.
That's a scary message. In today's modern day, you all trying to rationalize that.
I mean, wake up your listeners, because a lot of people think that this is new.
This is not new, y'all.
If y'all listening to this conversation tonight, this morning, this afternoon, this is not new. This goes back to the Bible. I mean, everybody always has side chicks, but when you fall in love with the side chick, that's when problems get started. Like, y'all remember, who was that in the Bible?
So keep your emotions out of it, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you can put everything else into it, but you got to keep your emotions out of it. Because the emotions go to the wifey. I mean, she's the number
okay.
one.
Well, I'm an emotional
emotions.
Kind of person, so I'm a
side chick ain't for everybody.
I'm an emotional kind of person, so I can't be a side chick.
See, and it's real hypocritical, because here's the life of a side chick. Even though you are a side chick, you need to understand you are married. Because you can't have no boyfriend, because
I know that's one thing. That is one thing. When you're a side chick, you can't. I mean, he has his thing, and then vice versa. When guys are the side guy,
right?
I mean, you better have another woman.
You better not.
Or
it'd be a problem.
Daddy,
they can be married in public, whatever. But when they come see you, you better not. At least don't put it in their face.
That's a good time for us to talk about in the future. I would love for reformed side chicks or current side chicks and side guys to call the show and talk about their experiences as being side chicks and side guys.
And you think you're the main chick, and you be the side chick all along, because download brothers, they download boyfriend
as
the main chick.
That's what I love about cheaters. I love about cheaters. Some of my favorite cheater episodes are when the person think they're the main person, and they think that the person that their lover is cheating with.
And then
they find out the person they thought was a side chick or guy is really the person's husband or wife, and then they find out they were the side chick or guy.
When I'm watching
cheater episodes like that, I'm like, whoa. You were the side chick. Why you thinking that's the side chick? That's the wife or husband.
Exactly. So scandal comes on tomorrow, y'all. So tomorrow, definitely check it out. The last two episodes, definitely check it out. I don't know who y'all rooting for. Is Millie gonna pull the trigger? Is Millie gonna tell the world that her husband, the president, is cheating on her? We gonna find her out tomorrow. She gave him time. She said, I'm gonna give you 3 months to choose or something like that. She said, but at the end of that day, I'm gonna come back to you and say, either you choose your family or you choose your side chick, and I'm gonna tell the world you're cheating.
To me, when you're the president, if you're being told choose your family, that means, when you choose your family, you're choosing America too. Because you're the president, and that's going to be a scandal, and so that's going to hurt America too. But the actor that plays the president, he said that the fans of the show are rooting for him and Olivia.
Don't say we're American. Everybody rooting for the side chick to win. Nobody care about the wife. They all call themselves Christians. But nobody rooting for Millie. They be like, forget Millie. We want the side chick to win. Y'all side chicks are winning in 2013. Forget the main chick. If you're a side chick, you're winning right now.
I don't care. On Tom Jordan, he talked about it. Whenever I see him on like Ellen or other shows, he said that whenever he's out in public, people really. He playing that character so good, people really look at him as the president. They take it seriously.
Exactly.
He said that the fans of the show tell him, now that Olivia really does love you, and you two really do should be together. But you're the president of America. You're talking about a tight situation. He's not president of the Neighborhood Association. We're talking about America.
here's what I think about scandal. That's what I think Millie's gonna do. She's already established that he don't love her anymore, and he already said he was gonna divorce her before. So it's only a matter of time before he pull the trigger. Like after his presidency is over, he gonna leave her anyway. So now she gets to decide the terms that she gonna leave. I can leave a disgraced wife, you know, like after he's not president no more, he'll divorce her anyway, right? So she said, well, either way I'm gonna lose. So what I don't lose on my terms? Why don't I just say I'm leaving and I'm gonna disgrace him like he disgraced me. Secretly, but I'm going to disgrace him publicly by saying he cheated, and with this lady that helped him get elected, and they did it for years, and I kept quiet about it because he was president, but I can't keep quiet about it anymore. I'm filing for divorce. That would be, you know, because at the end of the day, if you've been watching the show, you know it's a matter of time. She got a clock on her back. It's a matter of time before she gets fired anyway, and he get with Olivia. Now, if you know that, why not leave on your own terms? So I hope she do it. I'm rooting for wifey right now.
Because, you know, what's the last for America? I mean, you know, here in the state of Mississippi, when one of my favorite governors was governor, he left the first lady and filed for divorce, and the first lady didn't even know it. She was like, I mean, we knew it before the first lady knew. But we're talking about, it's a governor. A president? Of the president of America, of the United States. Oh
wow.
My God! What happens then?
Exactly.
I mean, you know, I mean, do he resign? Will we let a president? I'm like you. I want to see how this turns out. I mean, I'm like you. Stick with the wife, but I want to see what happens if he chooses Olivia. I mean, what happens to America? The state of America. I mean, will we see our president go through a divorce while in the White House? Or will we be forced to resign?
See, that right there, I'm really
that's
your
a deep ish.
Either way, it's going to be fun because, like, Olivia, you know, how's she going to get out of this one? She's going to have to go to her and say, look, I give you these magic beans. You take these magic beans, you're going to find somebody that's going to fall in love with you, man. Just leave me and the president alone. So I'm saying she known for getting out of stuff. That's what, you know, and another show that I liked about, you know, it's on Showtime. It's called Nurse Jackie. You know, I don't know if you guys watch that show, but same kind of drama. She always gets she's a nurse that, you know, she's addicted to Vicodin and different things. She has a relationship.
I was hearing good reviews about that show, but never watched it. It's good to know that you are a fan of the show.
You know, that's a good thing about Showtime. You know, they allow you to go to their website if you know, like with Comcast or Time Warner or whoever you got your service through. You just log in through that and go to the Showtime website, and you can see all their on demand, like you watch it on demand on your cable. As long as you got cable, you can watch it on your computer as well. And that's how you get caught up on it. Like, you know, if I'm on the road or something like that, running, I'm going to miss something. I was like, you know what, at least I know I can catch it.
And I'm sure some people can check out little snippets on YouTube somewhere.
The snippets just get me mad. I need to see the whole episode. Like, I usually all these TV channels got their own website, like ABC has their own website, so you can look at all the episodes.
Yeah.
Just go to their website and see it.
Because some of my listeners worldwide, that gets them upset because they have they're fans of some of our American shows, but they don't get a chance to watch the shows.
Because it's something that they watch the shows online over there. I forget what you call it, but
yeah.
I couldn't watch some of their shows with the same thing. Like what we're doing, like we got For Colored Boys. Not that one, but that's the new one we're doing. But the old one we were doing, you know, in London, you know, I'm associate producer on a web series called Brothers with No Game. And that's
almost running out. Our time is running out, so listeners, we thank you all for listening and joining us. And look, we're going on a whole another hour. We're going on a whole another hour. So I'm just telling you all we really appreciate it. Thank you, Dean, for being so amazing, and we're continuing our conversation. But I just wanted to thank you all in case the show, you know, ends abruptly, you know, ends when the time is out. So, but I want to thank you all. Remember, send me your music and your media kits and all that good information to my email address at cultureshockentertainment@yahoo.com.
Well, now, what's your Twitter account? Because that's where a lot of people going to reach out. What's your Twitter?
Yeah, but let me get my email address, too, because a lot of people send me their music and their media kits. cultureshockentertainment@yahoo.com. And I want you to finish, conclude what you were just saying, too. KULTRESHOKENTERTAINMENT@yahoo.com. Twitter,
wow.
I'm at Twitter at my real name, because a lot of people know I use the pseudonym Miss Beth Nelson, but Beth Williams, BETHWMS, Culture Shock Entertainment, KULTRESHOKENT. And those of you that support and love Mark products, and you all know Ashley Green, an actress from Twilight, is our brand ambassador. So you can also tweet me at Beth Mark Girl. Mine is the I and Girl. And Ashley Green is at Ashley M. Green. And also Mark is at Mark Girl. But just thank you. Thank you. Glad to be back after this 2-month hiatus. And let's listen.